Why do we feel like we are at a certain point in life where we keep on ending up in the same spot, no matter how far we already go in life, and no matter how strong and smart we become? What else is missing? Why do we keep on weeping for the same things over and over again? Why do we have to pay for our karmic debts? Hi there everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Soulmates in Love Beyond. And tonight we will be reading a letter of someone whom I interacted personally from my page, and she agreed on sharing her story with us. So let's just call her Jay from North Carolina, who's stuck in her past life karma and she's looking for a way out of her situation. Let's take a look at Jay's letter. Dear Sophia, I really don't know where else to ask for an advice, and I have been following and watching your YouTube channel for months now, and I was so surprised with how it resonated with my situation. I was so happy when we have chatted on your page and you gave me the chance to share my story with you here in your radio talk. I just gave birth to my twin daughters, and I already have 3 children in total from one man. I'm a Capricorn woman born on December 27, 1981, and my on and off boyfriend is a Sagittarius born on November 26, 1978. I am fully aware of how other people perceive your readings for Sagittarius, but I could vouch for what you're really telling about that sign is true, because I'm currently experiencing it for how many years now, and I feel so trapped in this situation. We have been together for 15 long years, which is on and off, and I must say that right from the very beginning, it was already unhealthy and violent. I know that there is something wrong with him psychologically, but he wouldn't accept it or even admit it. I have suffered from mental, emotional, and physical abuse with him for how many years now, and I have tried to leave him. But we only go in circles, and we still ended up getting back together. I never wanted a pregnancy before because he was so unstable emotionally and mentally, and most of the times that whatever he does, he will just turn the tables against me and poke his mistakes on me, or even create a story so that I cannot confront him every time that he does something that I discovered. 6 years ago, I got pregnant for the first time, and that was right after we got back together and been separated for almost a year already. We got drunk and something happened. I forgot to use protection, and a month after I found out that I was pregnant, I told him that and expected that he would just bail out and leave me, because he's always been irresponsible anyway. But to my surprise, he was so happy and announced it to everyone that he'll be a father soon. Although he already have kids from his previous marriage, but he never got the chance to see them. I was so happy and thought that I was lucky enough to have this kind of responsible man, and he supported me, took care of me, and to be fair, he became a better man. And he's the one who's been doing the cooking most of the time because he works as a chef. 3 years later, he started changing into a monster again, and he started sleeping in our son's room. Apparently, for no reason, I was actually dumbfounded with what's really going on and why is he acting that way. I tried talking to him, but he always snarled at me and called me names. I was working as a housekeeping supervisor in a hotel at that time, and I have been so bothered all the time until my immediate boss called me to his office and talked to me about my performance. I felt so down, and I really don't know what to do anymore. I can't afford to lose my job at that point because our son is growing and expenses and bills are piling up as well. He's earning enough, but he doesn't really share much to the bills, and it's still me. His reason is because it's my house. I cried for the whole time inside the car, and I decided to drop off his work and wanted to talk to him. I parked nearby behind the garbage chute, and his car is just within my eyes' reach. I want to surprise him, but I have this inkling feeling that I might be the one who might get surprised. He already appeared from the staff exit, and he was so well-dressed and well-groomed. I was about to open the door to call him, but he already started the car and took off. So I was left with no choice but to follow him. 10 minutes later, he passed by a sidewalk vendor of flowers and bought a bouquet. Thought it was mine because the last time he bought me flowers was on our first year together on our anniversary. Then he went inside the car and took off again, even though in my mind he might go home straight. I was sort of nervous and trembling, and this feeling is something that I just couldn't let go. I still followed him. He went on the freeway and he stopped at the gasoline station and turned to the next exit. We both drove for like 30 minutes, and when I saw him pull over to a small house, I stopped as well, at a few distance. An old black lady went outside the door and just looked at him. He waved and went up to the porch. And in our years together, I haven't really met any one of his relatives or family members, and I wasn't really aware that he has a relative in that area. It was almost dark, and I already fell asleep inside the car because of exhaustion, and I only woke up because I heard a woman's voice who's carrying an infant and say, "Bye, Daddy." I was frozen to my seat. I feel like my whole body is so stiff and numb, and my heart was pounding hard. The woman went down to the porch carrying the baby, and he was also there with a big smile on his face. I didn't even know how did I even get out of the car and cross the street with my eyesight just focused on them. They didn't notice me approaching until the woman looked at my direction, and we were both surprised when we looked at each other and found out that it was my half-sister. Him, on the other hand, looked so pissed off at that casual smirk and disgust on his face, and he was yelling at me right in front of her while she covered up her baby and ran inside the house. I have a half-sister from my father that I was never close to, but we do see each other every now and then, and there has been a rivalry ever since. Even when I went to college and my dad sent me, she also enrolled in the same school and got accepted. We also took the same degree at the same course, and we got the same grades, both at the same time. People always compare us, and she's always competing against me. But this is something that I couldn't really accept anymore. I don't really hear anything that he's saying at that point, except that all the past hurts and pain and anguish that their family brought down to our family, and why my father divorced my mother, it just came all flooding back in. I feel like my head is spinning, I feel like my whole surrounding is crumbling down, and I only feel like a sharp thud in my chest. I turned to him and I slapped him for the first time. He was taken aback and held his face. I kicked him in the groin and scratched his face. I feel like a volcano at that time, and I feel all the hatred inside of me. All those times that I have managed to pay for all the bills and provided for our house and my son, this is the reason why. When did it start? How did it start? And why? Why me? He continuously yelled at me, but I feel strong enough to overpower him and beat him up. Everyone from the neighborhood were all watching. I ran back to my car and drove off. When I came home, I gathered all of his stuff and threw it outside the house. It was raining that night, and I made sure that all of his clothes will be soaked in the mud. An hour later, I heard his car outside the house, but he didn't pull over to the carport. I saw him standing outside and looking at all his wet clothes and cursing here and there. I waited for him to bang the door and yell at me, but I was ready. My father's old hunting rifle is on my lap, and I feel a different person at that point. I asked the nanny to take the baby upstairs and don't go out whatever happens. He banged the door and kicked it after knocking on it for long. I aimed the gun at his face and told him to back off. He was surprised and stammered, but still managed to curse me and insult me, and I fired at the door and he ran outside. I fired the second round and he obviously took off in his car after spooning all of his spoiled clothes. The police came by after a few minutes and they asked me if everything was okay. I told them that my ex-boyfriend tried to harm me and assault me. It was more of a self-defense. I never heard from him after that day, and I dropped by after a week in that house that I saw them, and it was all empty. A year and a half later, my son is about to go to the nursery, and I already got a good job that is even more high-paying, and I'm happy about it. I also started dating again, and one morning when my son was about to be picked up at a van who takes him to the daycare, a man suddenly appeared and hugged my son. I ran outside and grabbed my son immediately. I was so scared because I thought that he would get kidnapped. Even the driver of the van stepped outside the vehicle with a large piece of metal in his hand. He raised his hands up in the air and said, "It's me." I look at the man and recognize his eyes. It's only been almost 2 years and he already looked 10 years older. I told everyone that it's okay and that they can go ahead. I didn't let my son go with them because I am afraid that he might follow them and take my son. He asked me if we could talk. I said, we're already talking, and what do you want? He said that he missed me and he missed his family and his son most especially. And I asked him, where's his baby and his bitch? He said that she left him over a year ago and took off with someone else. He had lost his job and got locked up for 6 months for battery and assaulting the woman. I said to myself, good for her. But then, I feel like he's really sincere with whatever he's been telling me, and he said that he will just come back around and he needs to find a job first and he will make it up to us. 3 months passed and I've already forgotten about him returning, and my career was really doing great until I came home one night and my aunt told me I have a visitor. She told me that he wanted to see me and he also wanted to hold the child, but she won't let him and she doesn't trust him. I know who it is. So I said, just keep my son upstairs and I'll talk to him. We talked that night and he said that he already found a job and he's renting a small apartment nearby and he apologized for not being around because he needs to finish off some things first and make sure that he's already a better man before making himself present again. 6 months after, I agreed on trying it again and he had showed me consistencies. Although there are some red flag signs that I could see, but I feel like I should just give him a chance and just shrug it off. He moved in with us before Thanksgiving, and after 3 months, he started acting like a monster again. My aunt also called me one day and said that he had kicked her out of my house. I had to leave my job and called for an emergency to attend to my aunt and picked her up from the train station. She's already in her late 70s, and I apologized. I asked her to go and pick up my son from the daycare center and go straight to my sister's house, and I will pick them up later on. I rushed home and feel like my house has been invaded by a demon. I slammed the door and found him drinking while watching football with his legs stretched up to the couch. I turned off the TV and I confronted him, why did he do that, and what is he doing inside the house whereas he's supposed to be working at that time? He looked at me with so much rage and stood up close to me. I can smell the liquor from his breath and he threw the bottle on the wall and yelled at me. He called me with a lot of names and I couldn't take it anymore, so I grabbed a baseball bat from the basket and I whipped him on the side. He stumbled on the floor and I tried asking for help, but then he pulled my leg and grabbed me from my hair and closed the door. It was one hell of a night, and after physically abusing me, he raped me after giving me all the bruises and the wounds in my body. I was unconscious and I woke up in the hospital. Someone called the 911 from the neighborhood when they heard the noises, and my family was so upset that they really insisted on pressing the charges against him. It took me 2 weeks to get better in the hospital, and yes, I did press charges against him and he got locked up. He also turned positive for drug use. But the problem didn't just end up there. After 2 months, I found out that I was pregnant again. I cried the entire night and been asking for myself, what did I ever do or have done in the past to deserve this? Why is it never ending? Why me? I was already out of my wits and I have tried all the means like therapy and shrink or attending some counseling sessions and none of them really made sense to me. I also tried calling several psychics in the past and most of them told me that he is my soulmate and that he will never ever be apart from my life and that he's still coming back. That part that he's still coming back already haunts me. But the baby inside of me felt like a monster and I even thought of aborting it, but I couldn't. He just got out of jail on probation and he's staying here with us. He asked for my forgiveness and been crying and he said that he had resented what happened and what he did to us. He said that he's nowhere to go and he had already lost everything since that it's been for how many years that he hasn't really worked properly and he wants to change and have a brand new life with us. I love him still, but I am so scared and I accepted him with my eyes closed. My aunt doesn't really stay with me anymore because he had attempted to assault her before as well and she got scared enough. She's an old lady. I couldn't really blame her. I have always wanted to have twin daughters, but not with him. There was someone whom I almost ended up with. But then when he learned that I am back with my ex, he just disappeared. I was just wondering if he will ever reappear in my life again and have a second chance. I don't feel safe for my kids as I need to resume to my work next month. My boy is already a grown-up man. Well, he will be in his high school almost soon. Nobody from my relatives want to help me out because they don't want to be around him anymore, and my mother already volunteered to look after the kids and just see them every weekend. But her house is an hour and a half away from here. It will be really hard for me to be apart from my kids, plus my son's school. I am so confused, and I have been crying for how many nights now. He's staying at my son's room, and I am also afraid that my son's mind will also be corrupted because they have been spending a lot of time together. I know that he wants to use my son against me so that I won't leave him again. Don't get me wrong, Sophia. I don't want to keep my son away from him, but he is a psychologically disturbed person. I was just wondering, when will this end? Why do I keep on ending up in the same spot in circles over and over again? I have tried to remove him out of my life. I have tried to use all the methods that I needed to do to cleanse him out of my life. But why do we still keep on ending up together? Why do I feel so weak whenever he is already around me? Why do I keep on saying yes to him? Sophia, I really wanted to ask for your help. If you can just tell me, or if you can just give me a suggestion how to get out of this situation that I am in. Because I really feel so damned, and I really feel like my life will just end up like this. Thank you, and more blessings to you. Jay, one thing that I can assure you, this man will never change. Alright? Now, when I try to look at your past life cards or in your past life reading, you were actually persecuted and inquisited in your past life. He left you to go out on his own and to search for himself. You've had some fragile health as well in the past. You need to offer him forgiveness, and you're leaving practically in fear even in the past. It has always been an unrequited love, and you used to be a knight in one of your past lives, so I wouldn't be really surprised if you are so walled up and you're overprotective of yourself. Which is, I hope that you will just learn how to use that against him and not to other people who wants to help you out. You also had a baby in the past together, and you've had a very rough life. You were imprisoned or enslaved, and you have the gift of wisdom. You exchange vows to each other. And this is more likely a karmic relationship. The two of you already spent three lifetimes together. And in one of your lifetimes, you used to be a nun. So I wouldn't be really surprised why you are so forgiving and understanding. Okay, despite of that tough exterior or defensive exterior. But just bear in mind that this relationship will always be an unrequited love. I was actually appalled with the last part of your reading because I don't even know how to react. Right after pressing charges, being hospitalized, badly beaten, and several things in the past, and that you even discovered an affair with your half-sister, it's like you made a whole 360-degree U-turn back to hell. You should learn how to love yourself. That is what you've been missing. And as far as your question, if he is your soulmate, he is most likely your karmic soulmate. You've lived three lifetimes together, and you need to give him forgiveness. I couldn't really vouch for what other psychics have told you, but what I can tell you is that he will remain in your life, whether you will be with someone or not. The thing here is, you made vows to each other, and it's like whatever that you have vowed to each other in the past, it's really strong, and it's even more binding than getting married right now. You know, it's more likely a curse together. Now, I'm not saying that you will never be cured for it or you will never be out of this situation, because you will be. And you're actually a very strong person. You're beautiful inside and out. I saw your picture. And I feel like, but right now, what I can advise you, try to step out of the situation. You don't have to say goodbye, you don't have to say any words, or you don't have to talk to him, because you are not actually dealing with a normal person here. He does have psychological problems, which is only experts can actually attest to that, but he's more of a narcopath, okay? Now, as for your situation, your kids, and you know, your relatives, one thing that you should actually see and should wake up from, or you know, open up your eyes, is that you're already losing your family members one by one. They have given you enough chance, and you should actually start to think, until when will you put up with this? You're not getting any younger, and you deserve to have someone better in your life. Now, as for the other person that you have asked to, or that you have inquired about, no, he's not your soulmate. He's not even your twin flame, but he is, he's just a passerby into your life, and it's more likely an eye-opener for you that if you will just keep on going back to him and keep on hopping in and out of your relationship, you will keep on losing good people and good potential in your life. People will keep on going out or bailing out of your circle because you are with someone who is dangerous and unhealthy. You should surround yourself with positive people, and there is someone that you will be meeting around the month of November or during the month of either this fall or next fall. I feel like he is also someone from your past life, and he's not your twin flame, most likely one of your soulmates, because you have three soulmates, okay? This man is 5 years older than you, and I feel like he looks mature than his age. But I feel like he's only 5 years older than you, or something like that, my age. But he looks older than you, because he's first off, he's working in the marine or near the body of water. I'm not really sure if he's in the line of military, but he's a very well-disciplined person, and he has this black hair, clean-cut hair, strong nose and strong features. He has a very like square jaws, and the line on his face is very prominent. So I feel that is also the reason why he looked a little bit older than his age. But he's a very gentle, romantic person. He's an earth sign, by the way. And you would actually notice that he's an earth sign because of his broad shoulders and strong features. But deep inside of him, he's a very soft, caring, sweet, loving, romantic, and responsible, family-oriented person. I'm not saying that he is your Mr. Perfect, but he is your Mr. Right. You're gonna meet him around by the time that you are gonna make a move or will be moving to your new place. So I feel like either you will be selling off your place or you will be opting for a new house or a new house to rent or house to lease. But I feel like if you will be selling out your house, it's much better. You'll be making a lot of money, and try to sell it off around September to November. And there is one couple who's just newlywed that they're gonna be making a bargain for you. You're not gonna get it at a higher price, but you will get it at a very justified price. So if I were you, try to look into the opportunity, or try to look into the option. You know, I know that you do have a very strong attachment to your investment or to your, you know, to your house right now, because you have fought and you have paid for that house for how many years now, and all of a sudden it seems like you just need to surrender and move to a new place and make a brand new beginning. It's just sometimes you don't need to resist the changes that's coming into your life. You have to embrace it. and you shouldn't actually fight it off, otherwise it'll be more painful and it'll be more difficult for you. As for your question and how to cut off this person from your life, please take note that running away and moving on are two different things. Okay, even if you try to run away from a situation, it will just hound you, and the moment you look back, it has become even worse. Now, if you'll just move on, it means that you need to leave it all behind, burn the bridges behind, and bury the hatchet. Now, what I can advise you right now, and from what I can see here, is you need to use something legal to really block him from coming in and out of your life. Because I'm telling you, right now, the things will just even get worse for the next, right before the year ends. More likely for the next 4 to 6 months tops. I feel like you need to look after yourself and you need to look after your kids. And yes, he is kind of brainwashing your son because he wants to use him against you. Your son is actually your weakness because he is your let's just say that he is your favorite, okay? And he is your eldest. But then before anything could actually turn into more disaster or disastrous event or disastrous situation in your life, you need to curb down the damage. You need to control everything for now. This is the time, and this is actually the right situation where you have to control the damage, or you need to exercise your controlling effects. Don't wait for things to get worse, 'cause I'm telling you, he is only waiting for the right moment and for the right time to come to get back at you and to put a revenge on you. He is blaming you for his downfall, for losing his life, losing everything, and losing the other woman. And by the way, the baby of that woman, your half sister, is not his. She was impregnated by someone else, and now it just turns out that she's flirting with him, and something happened to them. For how many times? And I don't really have to, say specifically how many times, but something really happened to them. And after that, she got pregnant, but it's not his. The one that she took off with, or the one that she ran away with, that is the man. Okay, just so happens that he is that gullible, so I guess it's a domino effect, you know. Now, I don't see your half sister reappearing in your life for the next 3 to 4 years, but it will be your rift will be healed right before the 15th birthday of your twins. So it's gonna take a long, long time. But I feel like the damages has been done. It's been there. It cannot be just repaired anytime soon. It's repairable, but it's gonna take some time. Okay? And I feel like you also need to forgive someone aside from him, from your family member or from your relatives, and you need to move on from the hurt, the pain, and anguish of yesterday. You've been keeping a lot of pain inside of you, that is what is also weighing you down and affecting your karmic cycle and your karmic line. Okay? Now, you need to put in mind that this is not the life path that you're supposed to track down to, but this is more likely a lesson that you have been neglecting and you are supposed to learn from it. But you are failing to see the lesson and you're failing to see what life is trying to teach you here and what life is trying to open up your eyes with. You keep on going and going and going and you're just recycling your mistakes. That's a better way of putting it. And I feel like at this point, if you will not stop abusing yourself or sabotaging your own happiness, you will reach up the age of 40 and nothing's gonna happen to you. There's still silver lining to this, to your situation, to your life, but not to this relationship. It's not gonna go anywhere, and he will just keep on hurting you, and he will just keep on creating more miseries in your life. You can cut this off, okay? Because there is something in your past life that you have vowed to, And you can break that vows, and you can break that chain. You can approach me privately for that. All right? So I feel like at this point you need to open up yourself, and you need to open up your eyes to possibilities and changes. Yes, you need to move, and you need to sell off your house. I know it's not that easy to do, and it's not that easy to let go of, you know? Especially that you're a very sentimental person, and you do value each and everything that you have worked hard for. But this is already a matter of life and death. So I hope that my advice will help you in some way to uplift you in your situation right now, because I really do feel how it is to be in your situation, and I know it's not that easy to withdraw from someone that you love so much, but you have to for the sake of your children, and you have to for the sake of your faith and destiny. All right? Okay, everyone, thank you for listening and thank you for tuning in. And if you want to share your stories with me or with us, you may send your email or your inquiry through soulmatesbeyond@outlook.com, or search for my Facebook profile or Facebook page as Angela Sophia or Love and Tarot with Sophia Angel. Blessings. All right, and here is your forecast for this week from August 14th until 20th. Okay, Aries, looks like this week you'll be dealing with someone who is gonna take off on their own journey to find themselves. Looks like someone will be walking away from you, and you will get stuck with the idea, or you will get stuck with this situation because you're continuously holding on to this person and to this situation, even though you know that this is no longer working. You need to find some gratitude and try to look on whatever that you still have instead of looking of what you no longer have. Find the support from your family and friends, because that is the temporary recluse or comfort that you can find right now. You're a very attractive person, but then you need to fix and settle yourself. Find it from deep within, what is really missing and what is it that you really want in a relationship. There is someone as a water sign that's going to come your way right by the end of this week, and I feel like this is someone that has a long-term potential, but then because you still have hang-ups from this person who just left you, it will be hard for you to move on and proceed with the next person in your life. Okay, Taurus, looks like this week you're going to be so focused in achieving your goals or targeting or even growing it. And even though right now you are apart or away from your loved one, you want that person to be a part of this. You want that person to be a part of your plans and your success. However, you need to be a little bit more patient and break free from your fears that just because the two of you aren't really talking and you are currently going through something right now, you might lose this person, which is not. If you'll just take the right action and learn to be a little bit more mature to deal with the situation, you will win this person back. Because I feel like there has been a lot of miscommunications and misunderstandings, and you're no longer on the same page, and it's really time for you to take a few steps back in order for you to resolve the situation. Now, as for the offers, don't be too hasty or don't be too arrogant just because that the thing that you have been targeting, it's already being offered to you. If you don't have the right kind of attitude, this might slip off your hands up to the last minute. Money coming to you at the end of the week. Okay, Gemini, looks like you are slacking off a bit with your job and your duties and obligations just because that you did not get what you want. You're asking for a raise, or you're asking for remunerations, which is, it's been for how long now that you've been asking for this and your company cannot give you or doesn't want to give you. It's just all empty promises. So you're kind of delaying all the deadlines that you need to deliver. You're slacking off and you're not really paying attention to your responsibilities and the timings that you have to be in the office or at work. Please know that there is someone. This is not your immediate boss or your immediate superior that is kind of watching you and observing you. You know, just try to do and proceed with whatever it is that you needed to do at work, because there might be some unexpected repercussions at the end of the month if you'll continue acting childish, okay? You're a very attractive person, and for some reason, there is a temptation around you that is just within your hand's reach. Now, this will just add up more problem to your current situation in your relationship, and you cannot find what's missing in your partner from other people. If you don't want to lose this person and relationship in the long run, try to avoid the temptation and try to be satisfied with whatever you have right now. You have to be frugal with money and try to tighten up your budget this week, okay? Okay, Cancer, looks like you're gonna get a good news for this week about a job offer or an opportunity that you've been longing to hear from. It will come from outside the country or outside the city that you're in. But now that you've already gotten what you've been waiting for, it looks like you're kind of having second thoughts about it, and you're kind of afraid if you're really ready to take the plunge or if you're really ready to leave your comfort zone. But you know what? There are some signs that's going to come to you, and you just need to keep your eyes open until the end of this month, and you will definitely know what to do. Now, in terms of your relationships, you cannot really find a solution in whatever that's been going through in your relationship right now with your partner if you will have an affair. Stop finger pointing and stop playing the blaming game. Because definitely, if you think that having an affair or entertaining someone else in your life outside of your relationship will get your partner's attention, it's not. You will definitely get a breakup. This is someone from the past that's going to come back into your life, which is also a water sign, and you have to be careful if you don't want to pay for the long-term consequence of this. Money will be a little bit tight this week. Okay, Leo, looks like you're up for a big mission this week, and this is for a position that they will be announcing by the end of this year. Your company wants to do the process of choosing the right candidate with the right kind of attitude and capacity in a different way. Now, just keep an open mind and do your best for this big project that they will be giving you, because you are going to reap the rewards of your hard labor by the end of this year until next. Now, for all those female Leos, especially for those who's been having some problems and a temporary breakup or suspension in their relationship, you have to let your partner know that you are pregnant, because you need to let your guards down and stop being so paranoid and adamant about things in your relationship, because this person is ready to marry you, and there will be a quick wedding or a quick ceremony that's going to happen within this month. Be contented with what you have, and stop looking for whatever that you don't have at this moment. Learn to own up to your mistakes and stop being so childish. Move on from whatever that you have been through behind or been through in the past, and you have to move forward and, bury the hatchet. Stop bringing up the past. The person that you're with right now is really ready to make it up to you and ready to prove that he is ready to take the plunge, and he deserves to have another chance in your life. Money looks good this week. A nostalgic week for you, Libra. Looks like someone from the past that you've been wishing for, longing for, and waiting to hear and come back into your life is finally coming around. There will be an accidental text message or like an email or something that will be wrong sent to you, and it will just start from there. This person is still single until now, since the time that you broke up, and I feel like it was more likely a fated thing to happen, that this person will be sending a wrong message despite of after all these years or after all these months that the two of you did not really talk to each other. Distract yourself for the meanwhile and don't wait for this time to come. Both of you will have a very passionate relationship and reconciliation. You just need to accept that there are some things that, of course, when the two of you parted ways, some things have already changed. He had already changed. You've also changed. And this is only a matter of being open-minded. Now, in terms of your work, looks like you are getting more and more intense and having more and more problems with the fire sign, person be it a man or a woman in your work, and you just wanted to resign because of this, because the company has been taking a biased opinion and biased decision about the two of you. And since that this person works longer than you, looks like you're skating in a thin ice. You are planning to move outside the city or out of your area right now, or move out of your company, which is, I feel like there is an opportunity waiting for you outside the door, and it will just work magically, like it's more of a blessing in disguise. Be on your guard, Scorpio, because looks like there is a fire sign person that is coming from a long, long way and will definitely be crashing into your home environment again. Looks like this person is kind of finding a way how to get back into your life, and crashing into your place for the meanwhile will be just an excuse, because this person will not leave at the intended date. You used to have a lot of love, and you used to talk to this person even though you're alone or just by looking at their picture, and it's more likely a very obsessive and toxic relationship. You've already freed yourself from this person, so it's think twice again if you don't want to get involved with this fire sign, because most likely you're gonna get stuck with this relationship. In terms of your career and your finances, be careful and be watchful of your performance right now, because someone is actually not really pleased with how you're performing and how you're moving around. You want to travel somewhere to make a brand new beginning, to change your life, and to find a different path. But right now, money is everything to you, and money is such an issue. Try to do your best and try to work harder so that you can achieve your goals, because by next month, your life will be changing. Be careful in biting the apple, Sag. You're already having some problems and already having some rough times in your relationship right now, and there is someone from the past that's going to come back into your life too, and will pose as a more likely as a temptation. This person is more likely an earth sign that has a water element, or water sign that has an earth element. You need to balance. You need to believe that your relationship right now will work out the way it is supposed to be, and not because that you will look for a temporary clues outside of your relationship. You need to give up and you need to give in, okay? You need to give up your skepticism and your doubts and your paranoias to your partner, and you also need to give in to your desires and your heart. It seems like you're putting up so much walls between the two of you. That's why you're having a lot of miscommunications, you know? But try to be more open-minded and trust that if ever that you're gonna fight off this test that is being given to you, this temptation, happiness will be yours in the long run and in the long term. Now, in terms of your career, you're currently stuck right now with wherever you are, because unfortunately you already missed a lot of opportunities, and you already missed a lot of lessons in the past. And the thing that you have been wishing for, it will be yours, but it will be around November. This week you need to prove yourself and you need to work harder. Be more frugal with your budget. And for you, Virgo, looks like you're gonna hear from an ex-lover who's a fire sign. This person is currently having some problems with his or her relationship, and every time that this happens, he or she runs back forth to you. When I say lover, this is just another illicit affair, okay? Now, this is all really up to you if you will let yourself be used by someone who is just being miserable and discontented in their own relationship. You've already cut ties with this person before, and you know that this relationship is something that is really toxic and not serving you well. So why let this person come back into your life again? This is all really up to you if you want to be the comfort basket or another shock absorber of someone's miseries. Set some boundaries, and this person is very. You do have a lot of doubts and you do have a lot of suspicions that this person will never change and will just keep on swinging back and forth to the one that he or she is with. Focus on yourself and focus on your health, because I feel like you need to pay attention to however your body is going, and you need to love yourself. In terms of your work, you need to work as a team with your colleagues because they are no longer liking or they don't really like how you blend and how you work. You're going solo. And if you will keep on doing this, you will get reprimanded by the end of the month, and chances are you might be losing your job. Be careful. And for you, Capricorn, looks like you want to move. You will be moving, or you will either purchase or opt for a new place. Okay. Looks like you just wanted to start anew somewhere somehow because you have gone through a lot of family crisis and drama for the past few months or the past few weeks, and you're just mentally tired. You're just emotionally drained, and you just want to have a peace of mind. That's why, even though it's kind of hard for you to make a move right now, either financially or physically, you really have to make it happen, okay? Now you will also be planning to travel, and upon your travel, I feel like within this week or by the following week, you will be meeting the right one for you, the one that you have really pictured for yourself or the one that you have really wished for, especially if you're aiming for someone who is more professional and more on a higher level. There will be a renewal that will happen, and I feel like just wait for this to come and stop controlling things, okay? You will be getting what you wish. Your finances will also start increasing. There will also be is an increase of work and communications. You have to look back and try to review all of your works. Don't just submit it and don't just put it out there. You have to proofread, or you have to like review work over and over again. There will also be a defeat by the end of this week, because I feel like someone will be causing you a little bit of disturbance and drama again. And I feel like you will just need to take a few steps back. You'll be a little bit battle weary. Aquarius, you are up for a big roller coaster drama this week. You're gonna find out that someone is having an affair, and it's been going on for quite some time now. You have been wishing to know the truth and to discover the truth, and now that the truth is already there right in front of you, it is something that you just couldn't accept. So try to walk away for the meanwhile, and there is nothing gonna happen if you will just confront and put up a fight with the one that you're with, because obviously he or she is not gonna admit to it. You need to release, and you need to take a few steps back in order for you to resolve the situation. There's a lot of love here, but there is also a lot of insecurity and attitude issues. You need to accept each other's flaws and strength. That if you will just keep on putting your expectations or expecting the other person to think or move like you, then nothing is gonna happen because the two of you are two individuals. At work, you feel like you're also in the dark and you're looking for some sort of a guiding light. You feel like you're alone, or most of the time you're working alone, okay? You don't want to accept any other person's help, but then there is a young fire sign around you. It's kind of watching you and observing you, and this person will most likely be offering a crying shoulder or lending hand, but just be careful because there is something that is in exchange for this gesture. Okay, there will be a transition that's going to happen to your job starting this week. Okay, Pisces, you're thinking of going on a holiday, or you're thinking of going out of town for the meanwhile because you want to take a little break from all the problems and all the dramas and stress that's been going on around you, family, career, friends, personal life. It's like you are inside a suffocating barrel and you just couldn't breathe anymore. And it just so happens that you will be receiving an extra amount of money, which is you're thinking of either investing it on something or you are thinking of quitting your job and starting new. But I feel like at this point, be a little bit practical, especially if you want to invest into something and you're just about to start it. Wait for it to come to fruition, and that's the only time that you can quit from your job. Otherwise, you can start to look for another vacancy, because around end of August or September, there will be a brand new opportunity that is just a few blocks away from where you are working right now or where you live. And there will be an opportunity that will be open to you to have a brand new beginning, a fresh start. And lastly, Pisces, money is coming to you this week and you're thinking of going out of town for the meanwhile, just for a short holiday. You want to take a little breather and you want to make some changes into your life, which is you cannot really put your head and focus on the changes that you would want to have and that you wanted to make in your life. There are a lot of pressures, stress, and trauma that's been going on in your life right now, and you just want to pull away from everything else, especially when it comes to your personal relationships, family dramas, and pressures and demands from your office or from your work. You need to meditate and try to recharge and try to pull out the positive energy and remove the negative energy inside your body. In terms of your personal relationship, you need to learn how to communicate. There is a renewal or there will be a reconciliation that's going to happen, especially if you're thinking to go away for a little while. When you come back, the two of you will be talking and the two of you will be laying down all the cards on the table. In terms of your work, if you're thinking of starting an investment with the money that you will be getting or that you will be receiving, you can start it around middle of September, but not this month. And if you're also thinking that through this business or through this money that you want to make a start for a brand new beginning could suffice your everyday living and your bills, I feel like try to think long and hard about it. Try to stay in your job for the meanwhile, or you can opt for another job application, which will be around end of September. There is a new opportunity or a new job vacancy that will be presented to you that is just a few blocks away or a few meters away from where you are working right now. And you will be reporting or working for an air sign man, which is very considerate, level-headed, and fair-minded. You will try to battle with your old employer because I feel like your boss right now won't just let you go. And just be prepared that if ever that you've been staying in this company for quite some time now, they are not going to give your gratuity right away. It's going to take upon 3 months.